Some news time is now 8:09. We've got emergency triple team traffic, and how's it looking now, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, not a lot of good news for those of you trying to get from Davis County into Salt Lake City. Staying on mainline I-15 from Layton to downtown is going to take you well over an hour, with a good chunk of delay coming from Layton through Kaysville and then again from Centerville to the North Interchange. It's all because of a crash that's right before I-215 in North Salt Lake. The HOV and the fast lanes are both blocked on I-15 southbound. And so if you take Legacy Parkway, well, the worst stretch is actually from Lagoon all the way into Centerville, north end of Bountiful. But after that, so maybe if you take I-15 down to Centerville and then switch over to Legacy, that'll give you the least amount of delay trying to get into Salt Lake City itself. Eric Butler.
Northbound I-15 from Point of the Mountain to the South Interchange. That's normally 10 to 12 minute drive, but right now you're going to have to probably add another 10 to 15 minutes to that because of delays basically from Bangor Highway all the way up to the South Interchange. Once you get past that, you've got some more spotty reduced speed sections through Murray and South Salt Lake. Heather?
Delays on Bangor Highway and 5600 West are improving, but you're still going to see congestion between 3400 South and the 201 freeway. That's on your northbound drive. The west side belt looks like it's back to normal speeds from the South Interchange up to the 201 freeway, and good speeds on I-80 West. The new George S. and Dolores Dorr Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. To find out more or purchase tickets, visit eccles theater.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.